Hachette Audio presents The Daughter, written by Sarah Bladel, translated by Mark Klein, read by Molly Parker Myers. To Victoria. Chapter 1.
What do you mean you shouldn't have told me? You should have told me 33 years ago.
What difference would it have made anyway?
Ilka's mother demanded.
You were 7 years old. You wouldn't have understood about a liar and a cheat running away with all his winnings, running out on his responsibilities on his wife and little daughter. He hit the jackpot, Ilka, and then he hit the road, and left me, no, he left us, with a funeral home too deep in the red to get rid of, and an enormous amount of debt. That he betrayed me is one thing, but abandoning his child?
Ilka stood at the window, her back to the comfy living room, which was overflowing with books and baskets of yarn. She looked out over the trees in the park across the way. For a moment, the treetops seemed like dizzying black storm waves. Her mother sat in the glossy Bauer Mohensen easy chair in the corner, though now she was worked up from her rant and her knitting needles clattered twice as fast. Ilka turned to her.
Okay, she said, trying not to sound shrill. Maybe you're right. Maybe I wouldn't have understood about all that. But you didn't think I was too young to understand that my father was a coward, the way he suddenly left us, that he didn't love us anymore? That he was an incredible asshole you'd never take back if he ever showed up on our doorstep, begging for forgiveness? As I recall, you had no trouble talking about that over and over and over.
Stop it.
Her mother had been a grade school teacher for 26 years, and now she sounded like one.
But does it make any difference? Think of all the letters you've written him over the years. How often have you reached out to him, asked to see him, or at least have some form of contact?
She sat up and laid her knitting on the small table beside the chair.
He never answered you. He never tried to see you. How long did you save your confirmation money so you could fly over and visit him?
Ilka knew better than her mother how many letters she had written over the years. What her mother wasn't aware of was that she had kept writing to him, even as an adult. Not as often, but at least a Christmas card and a note on his birthday.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?